It's Wednesday of the fourth week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. In our observance of the Roman Stations, the Collect Church today is at St. Menas on the Via Ostiense, on the road toward the coast past St. Paul's outside the walls. This day was once called Wednesday in Mediana, the midpoint of Lent, before the season of Lent was lengthened, and so it became an important turning point for the catechumens preparing for baptism. The Roman Station is, of course, St. Paul's outside the walls. Because Paul was a Roman citizen, he was not crucified, but beheaded on the road to Ostia, near Tre Fontane. His tomb soon became a shrine, and then a great basilica built by Constantine. Pilgrims once reached it by a long, covered portico from the city. The basilica suffered sack and fire, most devastatingly in 1823, when it burned down almost completely. Gregory XVI appealed to the world for help rebuilding it, and gifts came in from many lands, including alabaster from Egypt and malachite from Russia. Rebuilt in the ancient style, it remains one of Rome's great churches. During the Pauline year of 28 and 2009, archaeologists identified the apostles' marble sarcophagus beneath the altar. Today, pilgrims can see part of Paul's tomb through an opening. In ancient Rome, this was also a day important for catechumens. They were called forward by name, received blessed salt and exorcisms, the sign of the cross and the ephata rite. These are still in the baptismal rite today. They heard the creed in Greek and Latin and were taught the Our Father before being dismissed. St. Paul's was a fitting place for this, since Paul is the great convert whose eyes and ears were opened to Christ. As we move towards Passion Tide and thence to Easter, we should recover something of the spirit of a catechumen. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troedek. According to the Fathers of the Church, the man born blind from today's Gospel represents the human race, which is born in blindness of spirit since the fall of our first parents, and which God willed to heal of its misery in spite of man's ingratitude by a pure effect of his mercy. The clay, which Jesus makes to coat the eyes of the man born blind, represents his incarnation. God, who is made flesh, God who becomes man to earn for us the gift of sight. To gain that gift, we have to go to the pool of Siloe, that is, to be washed by the water of baptism in the mystical pool. It opens our eyes to sight by communicating the light of faith and making us capable of contemplating one day the divinity of our Lord for all eternity. The greater our faith, the more rapidly shall we advance with steps of love. For this to be so, let us keep watch over the purity of our life. Experience shows that the virtue of purity is the best means of conserving faith and charity in ourselves, whereas the vice of impurity can only destroy them. And so let us jealously guard this treasure of purity, and to do so let us be generous souls, upright souls like the blind man in the Gospel, souls who avoid all duplicity, all compromise with the spirit of the world. O Jesus, I confess that thou art the light of the world, and that thou hast given the light of heaven back to my soul, blinded by sin. Place a new heart in me, a new spirit, so that I might have a faith ever more profound. From an Angelus address by Pope Benedict in 2008. On these Sundays in Lent, the liturgy takes us on a true and proper baptismal route through the texts of John's Gospel. Last Sunday, Jesus promised the gift of living water to the Samaritan woman. Today, by healing the man born blind, he reveals himself as the light of the world. Next Sunday, in raising his friend Lazarus, he will present himself as the resurrection and the life. Water, light, and life are the symbols of baptism, the sacrament that immerses believers in the mystery of the death and resurrection of Christ, liberating them from the slavery of sin and giving them eternal life. Mixing a little earth with saliva, he made mud and spread it on the eyes of the blind man. This act alludes to the creation of man, which the Bible recounts using the symbol of dust from the ground, fashioned and enlivened by God's breath. In fact, Adam means ground, and the human body was in effect formed by particles of soil. By healing the blind man, Jesus worked a new creation.